This is the Sound of Vietnam 68, a series of special programs recorded by KDTH correspondent Bob Woodward Jr. on his trip to Vietnam in April and early May. The programs are heard each morning at 8:15 on KDTH and each evening at 6:30 on KFMD. The programs are presented by KDTH in cooperation with the bankers at DBNT, 14th and Central.
Well, Rich, if it wasn't so windy and the sand wasn't quite so soft and blowy, and the VC and the NVA weren't so busy throwing artillery and rocket fire into this place, I think it might make a pretty nice resort area.
It'd really be decent. It's a beautiful beach, but these little things around here that don't make it so beautiful and decent.
And we're talking to?
Rich Osborne, Corporal.
Corporal Richard S. Osborne, Jr. of the U.S. Marine Corps. And we are where?
We're at Qua Viet, about 8,000 meters from the DMZ.
And right on the waterfront. Which water is this out in front of us?
That's the Gulf of Tonkin out there.
And not the South China Sea.
Well, that's where I understood it, but the way it was explained to me, the Gulf of Tonkin's right out there, so I don't really know myself.
Anyway, it looks like an ocean with the big breakers coming in and the wind blowing very strong across the soft sandy beach here, and the very, very fine sand kicking up and blowing. And when I arrived, it was blowing in a mist on top of that, making life in general pretty miserable. What is life around Qua Viet like?
Well, it's not too bad, really, if you like to eat a little sand, drink a little sand, sleep with a little sand, wear a little sand. Everything's sandy. You walk in sand 6 to 8 inches deep. You live in it. Everything's built around the sand. You use sandbags. You can't get away from sand.
We should also mention that the Qua Viet base, which is in the extreme northeast corner of South Vietnam, just below the DMZ, is also bordered on the north side by the Qua Viet River, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And it's a pretty important river. That's a supply link between the supply base here in Dong Ha, which is down the river ways.
And that's where I came from this noon.
That's right, that's our rear. They get hit as much as we do.
Well, things were quiet in Dong Ha this morning at any rate, Rich. Now, your parents are Mr. and Mrs. Richard S. Osborne, Sr., and they live in Dubuque where?
At 99 North Grandview Avenue.
And your father works where?
At Dubuque Stamping and Manufacturing Company.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Rich. Where'd you go to school, and how'd you happen to get in this man's service?
Well, I graduated from senior in 1964 and went to college for 2 years, and I don't know, next thing you know, I found myself in the service, and you know how it goes. Next thing you know, you find yourself over here doing your 13-month tour.
You went to school, was that university in Dubuque?
Yes, it was. I went to the University of Dubuque for 2 years.
Any chance you'll complete when you're out of the service?
Definitely. I can't see going without it. It's education, it means too much today to be without it.
How about your major field of study?
Well, I was in business administration, but I'm really not sure right now. I wasn't sure then. I don't know. I figure I've got quite a while to think about it yet.
Speaking of quite a while to think about it, how long have you been in Vietnam?
I've been in Vietnam about 7 months now, and I got 6 to go.
And how many of these, how much of this period of time has been here at Qua Viet?
Well, I came up here with the advance party when we moved up from Quang Tri about the 1st of March.
See, you have Marines here and Navy here. Anybody else?
Well, we have some Army. They man a watchtower here. And other than that, we have some Seabees down there, of course. They're 3/4 Marine and part Navy, you know how they are. Other than that, not too many others, no.
Well, talking about how you got in the Marines, it seems to me you mentioned earlier in our conversation that you enlisted with a friend of yours.
Yes, I did. Jim Somerville. I went to high school and college with him. We were pretty close. We joined the Marines together, and yesterday I had a surprise visit from him. He was coming off R&R, and on his way to Quezon, he stopped here, spent the night, we had a good time and tried to phone his outfit. Come to find out they had moved, so he's on his way to Quang Tri now instead of Quezon, which makes him feel pretty good.
And I'm on my way to Quang Tri in the morning after I spend a pleasant night here at Qua Viet, and I hope to see Jim when I'm there.
I think he'll be glad to see you. I know we talked a lot about the past and what we're going to do in the future back in Dubuque.
Okay, and you arrived here at Qua Viet when?
1st of March.
What kind of duty are you pulling?
Well, I'm a wireman. That entails putting comm up in the CP between the different sections and the outlying outfits, and then comm with the rear and other outfits, division headquarters and such. And me and my section man a switchboard, keep it running. We keep comm up. We're wiremen. Wire lines is our job.
Mm-hmm. Is this what the Marines trained you to do?
Yes, they did. I went to school for this. I'm like a specialist in the Army.
Mm-hmm. How do you like this work?
Oh, I like the work. The work's all right. I've been thinking about working for the telephone company after I get out, but nothing definite yet.
Well, tell me, Rich Osborne, is it always as quiet around Qua Viet as it is right now?
No, not quite. We had a rude awakening the other night about midnight. Tune of about 117 big rockets and artillery rounds, I guess. And they wake you up around here every once in a while, keep you on your toes.
Have any close calls?
Yes, we did. We had one land about 10 to 15 feet from our switchboard bunker, threw a little shrapnel at us. Knocked a couple trees down, but it didn't hurt anybody, so we were pretty lucky.
Yeah, I understand Qua Viet has been hit pretty hard several times.
Yes, we have. They've hit this place quite a few times since I've been here. One time they got the ammo dump and our bulk fuel farm. I don't know. As long as they stay away from me, I guess it's all right. But.
Are you lobbying this stuff in from north of the DMZ?
Yes, they are. I talked to this Army dude that manned a tower, and they could see flashes at 18,000 meters, and the DMZ is 8,000 meters. It's coming from the other side.
Yeah, it's the other side exactly where we're throwing quite a few bombs in, aren't we?
That's right. You can, after we get hit, you can always hear the retaliatory power going off, going north.
Well, why are they interested in this base? What's its purpose? What's its function here?
Well, this is a big supply base. Like I said before, a lot of supplies are run downriver to Dong Ha, and it's pretty important. If they can stop this, they can stop part of our supply line. We don't want them to do that.
How many days do you have to go?
Well, I've got about a little over 180 days, right around in there.
How do you feel in general about being over here in Vietnam?
It's part of a job. I have to do it. If everybody else would see it that way, I think we'd be a lot better off. But I don't like it. Nobody does. But something that's got to be done, so we'll do it.
Well, Rich Osborne, do you have any special regards, messages you'd like to send to Dubuque tonight?
Well, I like to say hi to my parents, my sister, and my little niece. A great friend of mine, Mrs. Payne. She's a real good friend. Her letters, her daughter's letters, help keep you going.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see them in another 5 or 6 months?
About six.
Okay, Rich, good luck.
Thank you very much, Bob.
This has been the sound of Vietnam 68. A complete listing of the upcoming programs can be seen each Friday in the Telegraph Herald. Vietnam 68 is presented by KDTH in cooperation with the bankers at DBNT, 14th and Central.